so excited to be bringing another podcast episode your way. You've got Shelly Hancock and Amanda Hancock here.
Hello.
Hey, Amanda. How are you?
Hey, Shelly. Good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm excited to be back again, continuing our series on daily Christian living, the things that we do in our relationship with God, the way that we grow in our relationship with God. These are the things that help us to grow deeper in Him and to learn more about Him and also to become more like Him, which is obviously the goal. Real quick, let's just kind of look back at the major topics we've hit so far.
Yeah, so far we've done daily bread, death to self, purpose, study, unity. And today we're going to talk about exhortation.
Yes. Exhortation is such a weird word. We don't hear it very often. Mm-hmm. And yet, really, if you know anything about the Bible, you'll be familiar with that term, because the scriptures really do use it quite a bit. And so in this book that we're using to base these episodes on, it is the book written by Reverend Carlton L. Coon Sr. It is the Daily Things of Christian Living. He's got 7 specific topics that he covers. Just spoiler alert, we have 1 extra bonus topic that we cover. I think that will be next on our next episode. But in this book, he gives just kind of a quick description or definition of exhort or exhortation. He describes it as a persuasive discourse, something instructive, an admonition, a convincing conversation, and enlightening information, or a gracious warning. So, it's a lot of words, but I think it kind of takes a weird word, exhort, and describes it in a more everyday language, right?
Yeah, and I think for me, those all sounded beautiful and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Gracious warning.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Well, it sounds like a lot of responsibility.
It does, yeah. And I think for me, I understood it best when he broke it down and was just like, you could, like, coaching.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Like, oh, I can relate to
exactly.
I understand coaching on my level. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. So he does compare exhortation to coaching, because that is a more modern term. And the other thing I think that he highlights that is super important about exhorting or exhortation or coaching is the fact that you as the person doing it or giving it or, you know, participating in this conversation or whatever it is, you know, however it goes down, you are looking to that person's future. Mm-hmm. You see something, you know, you see a behavior or a thought or something in their life that is concerning that you realize could spiritually harm them. Mm-hmm. And so you want to kind of intervene and exhort them and encourage them and graciously warn them for their future, not condemn them for the past, for what,
right,
for that decision, for that bad decision. You're not looking back and saying, don't, you know, like, this is where you went wrong. Maybe kind of highlighting that, saying this is a concern, but really it's more about, hey, I don't want you to continue down this path, kind of. So it's really a future, now and future kind of conversation, rather than looking back and, you know, pointing fingers.
Yeah.
So in the scriptures, one of the scriptures that he highlights on kind of using it as the model for exhortation is Hebrews 3:13. Do you happen to have that one?
I do. I hope I have the right. Tell me if this is the right definition I put on here. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Is that
exactly
the whole scripture?
That's exactly, okay. Yeah. No, that's perfect, because he uses that kind of as the model to lay out what exhortation, I always want to say exportation, exhortation is, how we should follow that. So it says exhort today, you know, while it's still today. So he highlights the fact that, you know, over time our hearts become hardened. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important for us to exhort, or to have these conversations, this persuasive discourse or this admonition today. Like, time is of the essence.
Yes.
Whenever someone has made a bad decision or taken a wrong turn in life, sooner rather than later is better, yeah. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
So the other scripture that, or actually he points out a couple of others, but really what he does is he highlights just an overarching theme of exhortation all throughout, even all of the letters that Paul writes. Mm. Numerous times, Paul uses the words, I exhort you, or I urge you, brothers and sisters, or I, you know, want you to listen up, you know, kind of, I'm warning you of this. And so that in and of itself, exhortation in and of itself, is just an overall theme of, you know, a lot of the letters that Paul wrote to the churches.
Yeah. And I think too, you know, with Paul, you know, we look back when we read the scriptures, like, oh, he did all these wonderful things.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, but he had to learn it from someone, right?
Right.
So who did he learn it from? Well, he learned, and the apostles
learned
it from Jesus, right? So that was Jesus coaching his disciples. He
knew,
I'm not going to be here. I'm going to give you the tools to leave with you, because I'm not going to be here.
Right.
And, you know, I think throughout scripture we see
all of that coaching.
Paul doing, Jesus coaching the disciples. Now we see Paul using those tools. Mm-hmm. I keep saying tools. That's very work-focused, you know.
Yeah, so, but it's,
you know, we see Paul using those tools, mm-hmm. and now he is teaching people under him.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, this is coming on the plane. Hey, let's think about this. Hey, let's be mindful of this. Mm-hmm. Hey, stop doing that.
Right.
Hey, don't let people tell you.
You know.
And so I think it's good that we see Paul do that. Now, Jesus wasn't the only one, right? We see where he had pointed out Elijah
mm-hmm.
coached Elisha.
Right, exactly.
We see Eli coaching Samuel, right?
Exactly.
So it wasn't
it's all
just
throughout
Jesus
the scripture.
Doing the apostles.
Yeah. Right?
It was everybody is coaching everybody. And
then
you see those figures mm-hmm. teaching the ones under them, right?
Yeah.
So it's a continuing, right? It's not just like up to one person.
Right.
It's everyone's kind of responsibility.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and really, if we want to even kind of go a little bit off topic, that's really the whole of scripture, is that we are to teach mm-hmm. others. You know, that is the Great Commission, is to go and make disciples. Mm-hmm. So really, this coaching and this exhorting is part of making disciples. Mm-hmm. So, but really, whenever you look at that modern term of coaching, it kind of highlights, it's an active thing. Mm-hmm. It's something where you have already maybe an existing relationship with that person.
Yeah.
And so whenever you think about it in that context, I think exhortation is also tied to your daily prayer, to your daily word, you know, daily bread and studying the word, and daily unity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that being able to effectively exhort someone or coach someone, a brother or sister in Christ, it has to all be done in that context.
Yeah, and I think too in the Bible, because when we say, you know, give someone a gracious warning,
mm-hmm.
if you came to me and said, hey, you need to go give someone a gracious warning, like, I'm very uncomfortable.
Right.
It's very uncomfortable.
It
right?
is.
Even in world, when we go to work and if we have to sit down with employees mm-hmm. and have that tough conversation, here's the thing. No one wants to have the tough conversation. It's uncomfortable. It's conflict. It doesn't feel good. We want rainbow sunshine and kisses. Unfortunately, you can't have rainbow sunshine and kisses every day.
Right.
Right? That's not the world we live in. That's the world we're going to go to. That's our end goal.
Yeah, there you go.
That's where we're at right now. And so I think, you know, we have to get out of our mind that exhortation or coaching is just left for the pastor.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he had referenced in here that he had referenced Galatians 6:1 and Hebrews 3, it's not just, you know, only a pastor's job,
no.
Right? Pastor or anybody's pastor. They're busy.
Right.
They've got everybody.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, he had referenced in here that sometimes you as a friend, as a close friend,
right,
may know something that's going on with your friend before your pastor
exactly
even knows.
Yeah,
right?
It all goes back to that relationship.
So,
yep.
Yeah, so that's where you should, hey, ooh, I see it. I know
yeah.
it. Let's talk about
yeah.
it. And he gives tips on far as like how to talk about it. And we'll jump into that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not, I guess I just kind of want to make sure that pastors are,
right,
plates are full. They've got a ton of responsibilities, but that's not just pastors.
Right. It's everyone's.
Job.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's everyone's responsibility. Yes. That's, I mean, you, just to remind everybody, whenever you are following Christ, you're in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We as a body must take responsibility for each other, you know, right?
Yeah.
That's what it means to love one another, to you know, grow together. Part of growing together is looking out for each other,
mm-hmm,
and seeing, you know, seeing when someone has maybe started to veer off the path or fallen off the wagon or starting to make decisions that are going to lead them down a road of destruction. You know, that as brothers and sisters in Christ, as members of the body of Christ, that is our responsibility across the board. You know, as
you want a healthy body.
Yes,
you
exactly
function as one, really.
Right.
When you're in unity,
oh,
if,
yeah,
if you have the arm or the leg that's hurt, the
yeah
whole body's down.
Yeah.
When you really need your whole body,
yeah,
the whole church to be in unity, to be functioning as one.
Right.
Now, yes, of course, there's going to be, you know, hiccups along the way.
Sure.
And that's all right, right? That things
yeah
are going to happen.
We're human.
But this
yeah
is where,
yeah,
hey, we got a broken leg.
Yeah.
We got to work on things.
Let's gather around and
we
yeah
gotta
get it repaired.
Better.
Yeah.
And we will get it better because we love you and we care for you. And you
yeah
know, we're not here to judge you. We just want to make sure that you get right and
right
you get to heaven and it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's all right.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing, so you had actually referenced some misconceptions about exhortation, yeah. And so you had talked about that it was only for the pastor. The other thing that I think kind of hinders us from using this tool effectively, exhortation as a tool effectively, is the whole idea of, oh, I don't want to get involved. You know, that's not my deal. I don't want them to think that I am judging them. I don't want them to be offended. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get involved.
Yeah. I don't want to be a nosy neighbor.
Yeah. I don't want to, you yeah know, think, I don't want them to think that I'm being, you know, holier than thou or anything like that.
Right.
And so we just have this mindset of, oh, I'll just pray for him from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see something going wrong, but I don't want to say anything because I don't want to get involved. And that is definitely a misconception. Because like we've already said, it is our responsibility, but we have to do it in the right manner.
Yeah.
And even, you know what, even when we do it in the right manner, we're prayerful, we're, you know, humble, we go to them in confidentiality, mm-hmm, we offer ourselves as a coach, we offer godly wisdom, we do all of these things the right way. You know what? It still may not be received. But,
and that's okay.
Yeah, that's not your.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not your. Their response to your exhortation or your coaching is not your responsibility, but it is your responsibility to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they may respond poorly. And I hate to say it, but that's on them.
I've actually been in that situation.
Yeah.
Where I did have a talk with somebody.
Yeah.
And it was, it wasn't even, I guess it was more of like a word of encouragement.
Yeah.
Like, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
The Lord said this. And I felt so good. I was like, hey, guess what?
God, yeah.
I was praying. The Lord just said, da, 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 da. And they were like, no, thank you. And I'm stunned.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling so good. And I was like,
yeah,
that's great. And they, it was just,
who wouldn't want,
no, thank
a word of encouragement?
And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, I mean, you could see my face right now. I'm just like, oh, I was just like, well, I did not see it going that way. Wow, we have very different reactions to this. And I really,
yeah,
I did struggle with that.
Yeah.
Because that was when I was first, like, you know, now listen,
right,
God is not every service. Amen.
Right.
Sister Shelley, da 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 da. That's not how,
right,
that's not how it works. I just happened to be in prayer, and
yeah,
you know, I was in tune with the Lord and heard, and I told Andy, I was like, hey, and I didn't tell Andy who it was. I didn't tell Andy what I said. I said, hey, I was in prayer. I,
yeah,
was feeling so good. Got to go give this person the word, the,
yeah,
message. I did. It was great. They were like, no, thank you. Just walked away. I was like, okay.
Oh, man.
And he was like, you know,
yeah,
what? That's okay. He's like, you did what you needed,
yep,
to do. The ball's out of your court.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they received it in love, great. And I said, well, they weren't mean about it at all. It was,
yeah,
just like, we did. They didn't want to hear it. They,
yeah,
didn't want to talk for whatever reason.
Shut it down.
Yeah, real hard. And he's like, and that's okay. And so, you know, like you said, if you did everything the right way, in love, humbly, prayerfully,
yeah,
competently, it's okay.
Yeah.
Not everyone, because I think sometimes maybe people have like that shame.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you thought you hid something so good,
yeah,
and you probably did hide it from everybody, but you can't hide things from God. And
no,
when you have spiritually planted people who,
mm-hmm,
are fasting and reading the word and in unity, and they're doing all those things, and they are open to God, God is going to use it. Like, you,
oh,
can,
goodness,
hide it from you. You can hide it from everybody. You cannot hide it from God.
Right.
And, you know, if that person is coming to you, it is not from a place of hate or love.
Right.
It is just like, you know,
hey, God,
I mean,
spoke it.
I've,
yeah,
I've had people, I just had someone last night actually who came and was like, hey, and I was like, well, we were at a ladies,
yeah,
conference, and I was like, no, tears, you know,
yeah,
but I was like, I am thankful that,
mm-hmm,
you said that, because I did need to hear that, and like,
mm-hmm,
thank, I know exactly what you're talking,
yeah,
about, you,
yeah,
know, and so It can be hard, and it's not meant to be bad, and it's not, like you,
yeah,
said, it's not meant to beat you upside the head. It's not,
yeah,
meant to condemn you. It's not meant to make you, it's not meant to do that, right?
Yeah.
This is someone who cares for you and loves,
right,
you, and who wants to see you reach heaven. They don't want to see you stumble and fall and leave.
Yeah.
We've all stumbled. I've stumbled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Golly. But don't stay down. Get up.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You're going to fall. It's okay. And the more you do this and the more you go, the less stumbles you have. And the,
right,
less falls. You still will stumble and you still will fall.
Yeah.
But it will be less and few and far between.
Right.
Right.
And it's easier to get up. The more you get up,
mm-hmm,
the easier it is.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's, no, I'm glad that you were able to share that personal example.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about misconceptions about, you know, it's only for the pastor. It's like, I don't want to get involved, blah, blah, blah. The other thing that I think is important to bring out is maybe the qualities of the, or the characteristics of how you approach someone. So we talked about, you know, that you want to do this in the spirit of unity and in the, under the covering of your daily prayer life, under the covering of your daily, you know, reading the word and studying the word. Some of the other topics that Brother Kuhn brings out in his book, on how to, like, you as the person who's doing the coaching, or you as the person who's exhorting someone, you want to make sure that you yourself are spiritually mature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to be, again, in the word, you've got to be studying, you've got to be consistent in your own spiritual disciplines. The other thing is compassion, just being compassionate, you know,
mm-hmm,
showing that love. I think I mentioned confidentiality, using the gift of discernment. You know, you're going to be observing someone's lifestyle, and you're going to be sensitive to maybe God speaking to you, like you were, you know, you were sensitive to God saying, hey, I'm going to give you this word for someone. And then, of course, just using godly wisdom, you know, in all things, I think the way that you approach someone, you know, can make a big difference. And of obviously, he, like we said earlier, the timing, how quickly you do it, you know, those kinds of things. There's just so much that goes into it. And so that's why all of these daily disciplines are so important.
Yeah.
So that things like this, when they do come up, you can just be ready. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something like, oh my goodness, I have to have like 3 days to prepare. I mean, no, it's all about that timing. You don't want to procrastinate.
Because you may have something you literally don't have 3 days. It's now or never.
It's an immediate need. Yeah, sometimes that happens.
You know, if you're not ready.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, if you're not, if you're not spiritually mature, you can't give spiritually mature advice.
Right. Yeah.
Like, and that's okay. I mean, golly, I've been in church, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would say I'm working on my spiritual maturity every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You never do. I mean, you never stop that.
I'm 37, and I'm not like, hey, I've been in the game for 8 years. I'm like, guys, I've been in the game for like a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do these things, and I apply it. You know what I mean?
Well, and you think about, you know, you look back over your 8 years, even 12 months ago, 18 months ago, you can see, you know, you can see growth in your relationship with God. And so that's the point, is that you are constantly growing closer to Him, more like Him. You know, you're never going to stop growing in Him. Yeah. There's just the growth in your relationship with God never ends.
Right.
Until the end.
Yes.
So, yeah, but this idea of exhortation, it's challenging, you know, to us just in our regular lives, because it does require us to always be ready. But it's also... it's also something interesting to think about, because there's so many times, I don't know about you, but there's so many times where I have wanted someone to reach out, you know? There's been times where I know I've swerved off the path, and in my mind I'm like, well, what, you know, why isn't someone... where are my brothers and sisters in Christ? You know, and I'm not trying to be a victim. That's not the point here. But sometimes there are things in life that do distract you, that get you off course. And it's like you maybe, you know, find your own course correction, but it's like, oh man, you know, maybe if someone had reached out, it could have been faster, or it could have been, you know, you just never know. And so I think that I would love to be able to exhort people more proactively in my own life, but I also almost desire, you know, I want to be that person that will take the exhortation just as well as I can give it.
Right. And I think too, I know for me personally, I'll share another personal story. I know like when I first got into church, and I think I've been here maybe, I don't know, a year. I'm not sure. Whenever Pastor and Sister Franks came, right? And I remember, like, I was up at the altar, and I was praying, and I felt led to go pray for Sister Franks, and I didn't. Because I was like, that's Pastor's wife. I'm not going to, what? You know what I mean? I'll go pray for other people.
Yeah.
But I was so scared, and I went up to her. This happened to me twice.
Mm-hmm.
I went, now it was with Sister Franks, and I don't remember the other person. It was when we were in Chicago, and what was it?
It was
Passing the Mantle.
Yes.
One of the speakers, and I remember before, so let me talk with Sister Franks. So I was like, I felt impressed to do it, and I didn't, because I was just like, not that she's higher than me, she is higher than me, but if God says you should pray for someone, absolutely pray. But I was like, I'm just so scared, I don't know, she just seems lovely, I'm just gonna pray right here. and I prayed from afar, right?
Yeah.
And I had gone up to her after service, because I just felt so bad, and I said, Sister Franks, I just want you to know, you know, I said, when I was at the altar praying, I really felt I should go and pray for you. I did, but I prayed from afar. I didn't. And I remember she was like, she was having a hard time with something. And she was like, you know, I would have appreciated. And I was like, oh my God. Because you felt awful. Yeah. You felt so bad, because it's like, yeah, I needed it. You know, yeah. And I did Brazzle Starla do, you know, she's like, oh, she was so lovely. Yeah. But she's like, that's okay. Cause I was still like, I was still very like learning and like new things, you know? And I was like, okay. So then like some time passed, we go to Chicago and I was in prayer and I was much better at this point, but I'm like, this is a speaker. This is missionaries. I mean, I will probably never do a tenth of what this man and his wife are doing, right? And I remember being, God was like, you need to go pray for him. And I was like, God, I can't pray for him. He's a speaker.
Yeah.
But he's a missionary.
Yeah.
Lord, they're doing all this. I am just from Taylorville, Illinois. You know, like, I'm doing good over there in Taylorville.
Yeah.
And he was like, you need to go. I said, I'm not praying. Lord, I cannot. He is a speaker. What am I supposed to, Lord, am I supposed to tell him?
Mm-hmm.
God told me to pray with you? Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't. So I didn't. So then he gets up there, he starts talking. And I don't remember if you remember what he said, but I remember, and he had said that one of his sons had backslidden and was out and was just hardcore, like, I don't believe anything anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he was like, he has seen miracles after miracles after he goes, he's been, and he didn't. And I'm like, oh, no, that's what I was supposed to pray for him.
Yeah.
And so I went up and I was like, excuse me. You know, because now I feel convicted again. I feel awful. And I said, hey, I just want you to know. And again, he received me. And I remember him like grabbing my hand and he was like, honey, if the Lord impresses on you, then you go. And you know what? I have not prayed for someone. I was like, you know what? Nope. Boom. Like two strikes, you're out type thing. Like I did for my pastor's wife. Yeah. Like it was just so scary. And she's not scary. She's lovely. It's just, I think me personally, when I see people in positions, I'm like, well, that's scary. But it doesn't matter what position you hold, because at the end of the day, we're people, we're flesh, we're brothers and sisters.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes pastors and missionaries and some people, sometimes they just need a little bit extra.
They do.
They need the extra. And so I guess I want to encourage people, if you are in a spot like I was, and you're like, man, you know, that's a pastor, that's a pastor's wife, or that's the bishop, that's the bishop's wife, that's a missionary, they're holding it down. That girl, she was born and raised in it.
Like,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If God moves on you in a service and you feel led, maybe you don't physically hear the voice saying, go pray for them.
Yeah.
But if you feel led, and you will know, what, and because you'll start to be like, I don't know what I just felt. You felt the Lord, just go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah, and just be used.
And just be like, make yourself available. I don't even know what to say, but
<That's>
I'm
funny.
Here and I showed up. So I guess I would want to throw that into that, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just for, you know, everybody, because that makes me really sad when you said that, you know. And so, everyone should pray for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, we should. And that's, I think it, again, goes back to, you know, being connected to the church body, to the body of Christ, and just maintaining that unity. And whenever you have that connection, these kinds of things are just easier.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, so, much easier. Yeah. Yes.
So, anything else you can think of in terms of exhortation? Any other highlights you want to make here?
No, I think we covered a lot. I mean, just, you know, yes, it can be uncomfortable. Yes, we understand that. But it is something that the Bible says, you know, you need to do daily. And I think the more, you know, you're in all of these livings,
the daily things,
and I think the more that you are connected to the body, the more you're connected with people, like you said, I think the easier it will be. Because it's not, and I'm not even trying to sell you, like, it's going to be so uncomfortable.
No,
it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. It's going to be hard.
Oh, yeah.
But if you can approach that person in love and compassion, you know, I mean, look at Jesus, right? He didn't beat me over my head. I was like, girl. I was like, but I know I'm a hot mess, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't. I already know I'm a mess.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell me. I already know that.
Yeah. You just need.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
you just need somebody
love,
to
right?
yeah, point
God
you in the right direction. Yeah.
And come be like, hey.
Yeah.
I see you going down that way.
Yeah.
You don't want that way.
Exactly.
Let's get back over here. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It's really about, it's again about saying, hey, you know, this is the better way to go, or let's get you back on the path. You know, it's not about condemnation. And actually, as you were saying that, I remembered that in the book by Brother Kuhn, he actually quotes another writer. Gary Smalley actually wrote in one of his books, it says, "Change is always slow to take root, but it can grow 10 times faster in the soil of encouragement than in the hard, rocky soil of criticism." Mm. And so yes. I think our human nature is to criticize and to judge. But when we are growing and maturing in Christ, and we're growing deeper in Him, and we have that relationship, and we're growing in unity and things like that, the quote unquote soil of our life is less critical and more encouragement, right? And more coaching and direction oriented of coming alongside someone and saying, hey, let's stay on this path together. You know, let's walk this path together for a while so that you can get, you know, back in the right place. And it takes time, and timing matters with exhortation and coaching. And so just want to encourage you guys, you know, if you need encouragement, if you need coaching, you know, please reach out. We really want to walk alongside our brothers and sisters in Christ. But if you even see someone else in your own life, you know, veering off the path, don't be afraid to approach them in love, point them in the right direction, point them back to God. You're never going to go wrong whenever you're pointing someone to their Lord and Savior. Yeah. So, amen. Yeah. So that's all we've got for today. I hope you guys tune back in, like, subscribe, save these podcasts, this series. We've got one more bonus episode coming your way, and then a final wrap up. So two more episodes on this series, and we thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen in, and we hope you have a great week.